Huge numbers of Japanese are taking to the streets to protest the crimes against humanity perpetrated by the World Health Organization and WEF during the pandemic, as Japanese scientists continue leading the world in exposing the disastrous health consequences of the vaccine. While Western scientists operate under the control of big pharma coercion, Japanese neuroscientists are alarmed at the explosive surge in dementia cases among COVID-vaccinated people, as a massive study of more than 500,000 people reveals the vaccine has inflicted early-onset dementia on an extraordinary number of people. The Western mainstream media, funded by Big Pharma and Bill Gates, is desperate to suppress this news, ordering a media blackout across the board. That's why we're determined to bring it to as many people as possible today. Before we dive in, subscribe to the People's Voice Rumble channel for breaking news and exclusives, and join the People's Voice Locals community to join our incredible team and support the channel. Last week, we brought you the news that leading Japanese politicians have accepted that COVID vaccines are the largest public health disaster of the last century, and they have begun apologizing for their role in forcing the deadly vaccines on the population. But Japan is not finished investigating the COVID vaccines yet. While the Western world is controlled by Big Pharma, Japanese scientists, researchers and journalists operate free from the sway of pharmaceutical funding. As Japan's leading neuroscientist Dr. Hiroto Kumano explains, major studies in recent times have revealed the COVID vaccine is far worse than anybody previously imagined, with far-reaching consequences for vaccinated brains.
これは最近論文が出たんですよね。認知症との、コロナワクチンとの関連性もよく言われてたんだけど、この韓国で調べたんですよ。これすごい人数をね、55万の人数を調べたんですよ。で、それも、2回打ったワクチン2個限らせたわけ。そして1ヶ月後、2ヶ月後、3ヶ月後全部そのデータから、こう、解析してたんですね。 そして、65歳以上、2回ワクチンを打った人だけ。で、それで、何ヶ月後にどうなってるかというのを、その国民健康保険に載ってるデータを解析したんですよ。そしたらですね、もう見事にですね、これね、これちょっと見にくくて申し訳ないんだけど、58万でね、コントロール、非接種は確か10万ぐらいだったと思いますけど、 MCI っていうのをここに書いてあるんですけど、これ65歳以上ですね。MCIっていうのはマイルドコグニティブインペアメントって言って、軽度認知症のことを言うんですね。軽度認知症。認知症に移る前段階なんですよ。で、これが2倍増えてたんですよ。ワクチン接種者、未接種者に比べて。これでかいですよ。そして3ヶ月後ですよ。3ヶ月後っても限らせて。そして、
The explosion in dementia cases among the vaccinated is particularly tragic because, as the Japanese neuroscientists explain, there is no cure and the afflicted only have years left to live. The great depopulation of the world continues, and as the neuroscientists explain, it will only accelerate from this point onwards.
薬がないんですよ。薬がない。だからみんなすごく 介護その他で非常に苦しくも長い間10年ぐらいでようやくこう亡くなっちゃっていくっていうね。で、軽度認知症の MCI がもうその2倍以上増えた。2.4%、2.4倍に増えたっていうことなんですね。でね、それがどうして起きるかっていうことの一つのね、可能性として今、これ認知症はどんどん増えてるってこと。今どんどん増えてて、このワクチンでまた増えますよ。 だからですね、このワクチン、コロナワクチン、あるいはレプリコンワクチンを打つことによってですね、何が起きるかというとですね、多くの人が IgG4 などの誘導によって免疫がね、弱くなって、他の病気で死ぬ。そして子供に移って、子供が生まれなくなる、あるいは子供になんか毒性が。それだけじゃなくて、認知症が増えるっていう、いいことありはないですよ。<笑>認知症増えたらね、これ大変ですよ。死ななくて生き残った、高齢者は認知症に今度なる、危険で。
The These damning findings regarding cognitive decline from one of the world's largest COVID vaccine studies leave nowhere for COVID vaccine apologists to go. But unfortunately for the vaccinated, the news continues to get worse. The neuroscientists have highlighted the rise in prion diseases, the once rare and deadly disease that have become more widespread since the rollout of mRNA vaccines.
それこそね、荒川先生も指摘していたけど、プリオンのね、プリオン病というのはね、また、とんでもない病気なんだけど、起こすような配列もあるっていうことで、非常に、で、これが、レプリコンでいつまで経っても、そういうスパイクタンパクを発現しているようなことになったらですね、もっと症例の頻度は高まっていくっていうのが僕の予測ですね。だから今、認知症は、これに、20% 増えたっていうのはもっと増えるでしょう。なぜなら、ずっとそれも、体が発現し続けてるから。
なんかけど、セリングで本当にワクチン打ってへん人も同じような健康被害っていうか、受けるかもしれへんですね。
シェディングということの実態も言われているので、調べなければいけないんですよ。全然そういうことをしてないんで、それなのにレプリコンワクチンという次のものを開発している。そして他にもメッセンジャーでね、ワクチンを開発しているっていうのが、アンビリーバブルですね。もう信じられない。
研究者があってお金と出世やないですか。で、お金にならへん研究、このシェディングの研究なんか製薬会社も、儲かれへん。上に。で、もう、論文化ってね、こんな発見したかって、いいだし、見向きもせんからね。で、しかも、こんな発表しやがったりって、その研究機関からもそこみたいだから、だからね、公平なんかなんもないですよ。
そういうことになったんですよ。これが現実なんですよ。調べてないというのは、それなりの理由になって。論文の、ね、質とか数っていうのは結構ね、研究者ではポジション取るのに重要なんだけど、こんな論文書いても誰も見向きもしなかった。で、お金も出ないし。
While the mainstream media continues doing the devil's work, trying to keep the public in the dark and protect the reputation of their powerful big pharma advertisers, in the real world, the COVID vaccine gig is up. Thanks to people like yourself, who share and spread this news and donate to keep the people's voice afloat, more people are waking up than ever before. And we're now blessed with some remarkable news that proves that we are winning the battle against the COVID cartel. The IRS under the Biden regime has become an out-of-control tyrannical agency, hell-bent on targeting people who have the wrong political beliefs. If you owe any back taxes, the chances are they might come knocking on your door soon. Don't waive your rights and face these goons on your own. They're not your friends. Tax Network USA, a trusted tax relief firm, has saved over $1 billion in back taxes for their clients, and they can help you secure the best possible deal. Whether you owe a few thousand dollars or a few million, they will help you. Whether it's business or personal taxes, even if you have the means to pay or you're on a fixed income, they can help resolve your tax burdens and get the IRS off your back. Viewers of The People's Voice are being offered a free private consultation. Just call 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/TPV. That's 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/TPV. Mainstream media has been trying to convince us that children have always suffered heart attacks. But a new Harvard study has identified COVID shots as the sole cause of skyrocketing childhood cardiac arrest. Meanwhile, life insurance companies are now refusing to pay out anybody who died after taking the COVID-19 mRNA shots. According to the insurance companies, anybody stupid enough to get vaccinated against COVID with these experimental shots basically committed suicide. Citing the news published and broadcast on The People's Voice and other platforms, insurance companies claim that victims of COVID shots can have no excuse because there is more than enough evidence available about their disastrous health effects. This is incredible news.
So in France, there was an elderly, wealthy businessman who got out life insurance for millions of dollars. He got the COVID vaccine and he died. So the life insurance company is not paying out because they decided that the COVID vaccine is a medical experiment and death from a medical experiment is not a covered entity. Furthermore, even the judge says that the side effects from the vaccine are well known, they've been made public. There's absolutely no way that this gentleman could not have known the side effects. He willingly chose to get the vaccine, and he died as a result. And because it was a choice, they're calling it a suicide.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
And suicides, along with death from experimental drugs, are not covered in life insurance. So I know what you're thinking. Oh, that happened in France. That would never happen in the US. Well, I'm sorry to tell you, but the American Life Insurance Council has also said that life insurance policies may deny payment if you die from the COVID-19 vaccine because they are experimental drugs. There you go. This is something we thought might happen. We're seeing it happen. You might want to check your policy.
The COVID hoax may have been exposed, but the elites are not finished with their evil plans. This week, Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla was caught admitting that COVID was a trial run, a dress rehearsal for an even bigger tyrannical undertaking still yet to come.
I truly think the best days of Pfizer are ahead of us, because COVID was, for me, like a rehearsal, a prova generale, how you can mobilize an organization and do the impossible possible against a main disease. We are after cancer and many other things in the years to come.
These are critical times. And here at The People's Voice, we are determined to wake up the masses and bring the elite to justice before it's too late. Join us in our mission by subscribing to the channel and joining the People's Voice Locals community to join our amazing team. I hope to see you there. Today's video is brought to you by IPv6ers. Are you a content creator who wants to publish information online without Big Brother spying and censoring your every move? IPv6ers is set to revolutionize the way information is disseminated on the internet by eliminating the need for big tech companies to provide unreliable, overpriced services such as self-hosting, email, and data management. IPv6ers enables an easy and accessible way for you to host your own web and email server with direct end-to-end connections and enhanced security. This means no snooping from Big Brother and no interference from the technocratic elite. If Hillary Clinton can get away with running her own server, why shouldn't you? Go to thepeoplesvoice.tv/IPv6 to sign up, or click the link below this video to take back control of the internet and win the info wars against the globalists. If you like our content, help support our sponsor, IPv6ers, and go to thepeoplesvoice.tv/IPv6 today. Thank you, IPv6ers, for making this video possible.